Filled with God's Fullness, December 26. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Here are revealed the heights of attainment that we may reach through faith in the promises of our Heavenly Father, when we fulfill His requirements. Through the merits of Christ, we have access to the throne of infinite power. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? The heart that has once tasted of the love of Christ, cries out continually for a deeper draught, and as you impart, you will receive in richer and more abundant measure. Every revelation of God to the soul increases the capacity to know and to love. The continual cry of the heart is, "More of Thee," and ever the Spirit's answer is, "Much more." The life of Christ was a life charged with a divine message of the love of God, and He longed intensely to impart this love to others in rich measure. Compassion beamed from His countenance, and His conduct was characterized by grace and humility, love and truth. Every member of His church militant must manifest the same qualities, if he would join the church triumphant. The love of Christ is so broad, so full of glory, that in comparison to it, everything that man esteems so great dwindles into insignificance. When we obtain a view of it, we exclaim, "Oh, the depth of the riches of the love that God bestowed upon men in the gift of His only begotten Son!" It is the mystery of God in the flesh, God in Christ, divinity in humanity. Christ bowed down in unparalleled humility, that in His exaltation to the throne of God He might also exalt those who believe in Him to a seat with Him upon His throne. "Exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, will be given unto us the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, that we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, and length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God."